Tell us a little bit more about the logistics of the meeting itself. Who's in the room and what's the layout of the room?
Sure, that's a good question. So there are three parties involved in a CSAT meeting. There is a podium, and the office director is standing up at the podium next to the screen. And then beside her are her division directors. That would be one party. So the office and division or all the program staff are one of the parties involved. The other set of characters is the executive director and his deputy executive directors. He has two of them. And then a few critical players like the HR director, our budget director, our technology director, and then two other office directors who are in kind of supportive roles. And then myself and whatever performance analyst serves that particular office are also at the table, helping to kind of run the show. I think of us as not the actors in the play, but like the AV crew who's making it all work behind the scenes, if you will. And, you know, we're running the slide deck, taking down the action items, and just kind of helping to make sure that the meeting continues to run smoothly.
And I know there's a section for audience members, too. Who's usually in the audience?
Sometimes audience members who maybe, you know, maybe your data or your technical staff member might be sitting in the audience, and the office director gets a question that's, you know, pretty specific. But a lot of the audience participation is, you know, staff members who just kind of want to be able to follow, like, okay, well, what are we talking about and where are we going? And, you know, I might have to go work on something after this, so I want to be there to listen to the conversation.